RadioSaintPete.com.
RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell reviews Ip Man 3, now playing in area theaters.
The Ip Man films have always been campy but fun to watch. The filmmakers are not the most adept at plot, pacing, and believability, but man, can they stage some effective kung fu butt-kickery. I've enjoyed the Ip Man trilogy, but I always end up shaking my head at the end of the eye-rolling propaganda personified by whomever is the film's villain. What Hong Kong director Wilson Yip tries to pass off as authentic Japanese occupiers and British schemers are some of the most ridiculous characterizations to come out of the history of Asian cinema. Ip Man 3 continues the pattern of interrupting what could be thought-provoking martial arts drama with the absurd by casting Mike Tyson as the behind-the-scenes villain who was even out-acted by Ip Man's wooden kung fu practice contraption. The first Ip Man from 2008 remains the best film of the series, as Wong Chun master Ip Man must protect his family and town from the evil Imperial Japanese. Ip Man 2 took a nosedive as Ip Man tried to break into Hong Kong martial arts culture, and then had to confront Britain's most fearsome boxer. Ip Man 3 remains in Hong Kong, and Ip Man must now protect his son's grammar school from being taken over by thugs working for an evil real estate tycoon who values the property. That evil land developer is Frank, played by Tyson, who likes to stare out his office window while issuing silly orders. Ip Man, a real person, is best known for teaching Bruce Lee the art and science of Wing Chun. At the end of each Ip Man film, an epilogue states Ip Man's role as Bruce Lee's master, but we never meet Lee. Well, Bruce Lee finally shows up this time around, but Ip Man 3 is not about the master and pupil's relationship. Lee is a bit player, a quirky and very brief subplot. Producer Raymond Wong initially wanted to include Bruce Lee as a computer-generated likeness, but the separate factions representing Lee's estate could not agree. Lee's brother was on board, but Lee's widow refused. Perhaps this is why we're subjected to Mike Tyson, the actor. Donnie Yen, as Ip Man, continues to impress. His cool and calm demeanor separates him from all of the hot-headed boys and men persistently trying to prove their mettle against the Wong Chun master and mock Ip Man's particular brand of kung fu. Wong Chun used to be considered a female fighting form, and Ip Man went far in real life, establishing it as a respected fighting form and making it the most popular Chinese martial art practiced by foreigners. Legendary martial arts choreographer Yuen Wu Ping, famous for early Jackie Chan films, The Matrix Trilogy, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, and Kill Bill, sets up the fights in Ip Man 3 and creates a memorable one at a shipyard. Frank's evil henchmen kidnap Ip Man's son, and the family man marches right into the compound with his 6-foot pole to put about 100 bad dudes in their place. Donnie Yen as Ip Man is not fast and improvisational a la Jackie Chan. He stands straight up, narrows his frame, and employs his lightning-quick forearms and hands to easily subdue even the most fearsome foe. Frank even sends a master Muay Thai fighter to take out Ip Man, but Man nonchalantly defeats the Thai fighter inside the confines of an elevator, down a couple hallways, flights of stairs, and out the front door. All of this superior fighting is why we are so surprised when Mike Tyson turns out to be Ip Man's fighting equal. In the film's penultimate fight, I believe Tyson lands more punches than Ip Man, and comes off the superior fighter when it is blatantly obvious to the audience the guy with the face tattoo would be no match for a Wong Chun master. Ip Man 3 is slightly more palatable than the second installment, but it's tough to focus on the impressive fighting when the action stops for a minute and people must start talking and carrying on the joke of a plot. If the three screenwriters had stepped up their game and gave the audience a problem to chew on and believable villains, the Ip Man series would be one to remember and recommend. As it is, Ip Man 3 is only for kung fu diehards and Mike Tyson curiosities. That is why I give Ip Man 3 1.5 out of 4 stars.
Ip Man 3 is rated PG-13, now playing at the AMC Veterans and Regency Theaters. RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit CharlieJewell, JUHL.com.